Like I say, we appreciate the service this morning. Appreciate that our heart's been made to feel already in the service. I'd like to wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. Whether you're in the congregation or whether you're looking on. Wish you all a happy Mother's Day. I need your prayers this morning and be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that and feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. If we may, I don't know. And I really don't. It's all together. What we'll do. Or what we'll say. I'm going to read some scripture this morning out of the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis. If you want to read along with us, I do appreciate being here. Appreciate the goodness of God. This is some very familiar scripture, and I know it is today. And not altogether got a strange topic. I don't know what to call it, just to be honest with you. A little bit strange in what we're going to start with here. Lord help us. Sometimes you're able to get a message for the occasion. And sometimes you can't. Lord help me, I'm going to preach about some mothers today. That is the Lord help me. Now you pray. I'm going to take my time. Sixteenth chapter of the book of Genesis, starting with the first verse. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abram, Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife. He went in unto Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abram said unto Sarah, Behold, thy maid is in thine hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by the fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me, for she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer-lo-ro-something. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Now that's all that I'll probably read. At this moment, I may read some more if I get around to it and can find it all and all such as that. But this is where we'll start. Lord, help us. You might say, Preacher, that's a strange chapter to be reading on Mother's Day. But I'm going to try my best this morning to preach a little bit about mother. The Bible says, you can go read it for yourself, in the book of Genesis, that Adam called his wife's name Eve, said because she is the mother of all living. She is the mother of all living. You talk about multitude. You talk about many. And being a mother, Eve held that, my friend, of being the mother of all living. Now, it's not altogether easy. I don't know. I really don't. I'm just waiting for just a little bit. There's several things that we'd like to preach on. The Lord help us. This morning, you might say, Preacher, it's not hard to preach about a mother. Well, it might not be, but it's hard to get into the place that I feel that I need to be this morning, and I do need to be there. Now, you bear with us for just a few minutes. Now, Eve didn't have things real easy altogether, and most of the women that I'm going to talk about overcame some difficulties, my friend, to be a mother. Overcome some great challenges in their life. Now, I doubt it, and they may be, but I doubt that there's a mother sitting here this morning that had two sons, that one rose up and killed the other. One that rose up and killed the other. Now you might think, well, preacher, why are you getting on some of that? I really don't know, but this is what I'm going to preach. If I preach anything today, and I want you to know that Eve had to carry on. Cain rose up and slew Abel. We know that of the story very much. But brethren, she had to carry on. The Bible says, as time permitted, that she conceived and brought forth a son by the name of Seth. And she said, for the Lord hath given me a son instead of Abel. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Brethren, these women that have overcome great odds down through the Bible, brethren, that she cannot hold a candle to. Think about it. Woo! Think about it. Preacher, I wouldn't want to go through that. The most of you, thank God, hadn't had to. Woo! You ought to shout glory. Thank God that God's blessed you like He has. Bible says, my friend, that Sarah had no children. She took it upon herself. But you'll read in here where there's a place where the Lord told Abraham to go ahead. He said, go ahead and do as thy wife has bidded thee. Think about it. Brethren, and they had a child by the name of Ishmael, and Hagar, from the get-go, had difficulty. Yes, she did. Brethren, when that son was conceived and brought forth, my friend Sarah hated her, despised her. Brethren, and sent her away. Think about it. Brethren, her and her young child, brethren, but the angel of God returned unto her and said, go back and get under the hand of thy mistress. Woo! Woo! There's a lot of folks, my friend, that'll harbor feelings for years on end. Years on end. These men and women alike, my friend, that harbor ill feelings toward their neighbor today. Yes, they do. Brethren, the Bible said, if you'll read it, you'll find out that Hagar went back home. She did for a period of time. Until they come a day that Isaac was born. The Bible says, my friend, that Sarah was barren. But brethren, her being 90 years old and Abraham 99, they had a son and they called him Isaac. Yes, they did. Brethren, the scripture makes note, my friend, that Hagar had conceived and brought forth, God said, I'm going to multiply him. Yes, sir. Out of the loins of Abraham, brethren, many nations were coming. Many. Eve being the mother of all living. Think about it. Sarah, my friend, being a mother of the son of promise. Yeah. Yes, sir. At a time when women could not bear children. Yes, sir. Naturally, she has done past, brother, the flower of her age. Yes, sir. But God didn't forget her. Did he? God didn't forget her. You think about how things, my friend, come into play and how it was. But brethren, there's been mothers down the road that have went through great difficulties to bring their children into this world. Yes, sir. I don't know. Brethren, you may be one of them that ask God all the time why you're having to go through the struggle you are. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You ain't the first one. You ain't the first one. You think about, my friend, some of these mothers and what they went through. I thought about, you can shoot me if you want to. My friend, I thought about, the thought come to me this week, my friend, about preaching on the seven worst mothers in the Bible. You say, preacher, where would you come up with something like that? I got news for you. They're in there. Yes, they are. They're in there. I ain't going to get on that. Lord, help me. But I want you to know that I have picked out some mothers, my friend, that had hardships in their life. Hardships raising their children. Brethren, and you'll find every one of them, my friend, recognize God in their life. You listen as best they could. I didn't hardly get out of Genesis. Do you know that? I thought, well, you know, I'll pick a few. I'll pick a few. And I got to reading and studying and this and that and come to me and what have you. And brethren, I hardly got out of Genesis. Yes, sir. Hardly got out of Genesis. Ain't these mothers, brethren, that have struggled along the way. There's mothers that have overcome, my friend, great hardships. Yes, sir. In their lifetime. Listen. Isaac, my friend, grew up, and they wanted no part. Him and Ishmael didn't get along. And brethren, they cast out the bondwoman and her child. Yes, sir, you go and read. You'll find, my friend, that. But God had already told that of Hagar, said, I'm going to multiply him, my friend, and I'll grant you, God made a great nation out of Ishmael. You can go and read it and find it and check the lineage yourself. And brethren, their lineage, the lineage of Ishmael, my friend, and the lineage of Isaac, brethren, there was always a confrontation. It came down through the years that they were enemies. Yes, sir. Enemies, one of another. But listen to me, they come out of the same father. God blessed them. God increased them. Bible says that Abraham had got old. Now, I could get into some of this other stuff that I'm probably not going to, but Abraham had got old. And brethren, the Bible says that in his old age, he told his servant, Eleazar, he said, you go down to my father's land. Do not take a wife of the Canaanites, brethren, because they was an enemy. Yes, they were. He said, you go down and you bring back my son Isaac a wife. Glory. Hallelujah. Bible says you go down there and you can go and read it and find out for yourself. Eleazar, my friend, went down and he had no clue how he'd find a wife. None. He wound up at a well down there and he had already prayed. He prayed that the woman that he should bring back, that she'd come. Brethren, that she'd not only give him a drink, but she'd also give the donkeys and the asses drink. Yes, sir. That he had come with her. And brethren, as he went down there, he went to the well, stopped at the well. Here come a woman, my friend, that done exactly as he had prayed. Amen. Yes, sir. This little woman was by the name of Rebecca. You go on, you'll find, my friend, that Eleazar is bringing Rebecca back. And before they got there, Isaac was out in the field meditating. Was he not? Brethren, and here come a caravan. When they got rid of Rebecca back home, if I can read it, if I can find it right quick, I do want to read it to you. Now listen, her sisters and her household had told Rebecca before she left. This is what they said. They said, and they sent away Rebecca, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Did you hear that? Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. Glory! Glory! Rebecca had left, my friend, with the blessings of her own people and said, just be the mother of thousands of millions. Hear me. God blessed her. Yes, sir. You'll find written over in the scriptures over in here, you'll find that Rebecca was barren and she bore no children. Yes, sir. These folks today, thinks they go through a lot of things that had never been. But the truth of it is, it's been of old. It's been of the days of old. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my friend. I'm just one of them, and I'm just simple when it comes, my friend, to me and the Lord. Brethren, these men down through the ages that prayed for rain, and I believe God give them rain. Brethren, they prayed that God would give them a good crop, that they might take care of their affairs and their business. And brethren, God has blessed them to do so. Brethren, I still believe today in 2024 that God is still the same. And brethren, he'll answer you if you'll call upon him. Recognize him. Put him first in your life. My friend, he'll help you on your journey. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I've got a point to all this. You just bear with me. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Bible says that Rebecca was barren here. She had left her own land, my friend, and they had They said, you be blessed and you be the mother of thousands of millions. And here she was, barren, didn't have the first child. Hear me. Hear me. We start out sometimes with the blessings. We'll get married. We'll start out, my friend, with the blessings. A lot of times when you start out, my friend, things are difficult. Yes, sir. It's just you and your wife, my friend, and you spend time together. But, brethren, most of the time, you want a family. Is that not right? My friend, when you're just making it from hand to foot, so to speak, my friend, how in the world are you going to have a child? Listen, my friend, I got news for you. My friend, we didn't all start out on the top. There's more of us that started down at the bottom than there are at the top. Yes, sir. Started out, my friend, struggling in the way. Yes, sir. But God blessed. God took care. Brethren, we didn't know how, but thank God He knowed how. I still believe that. I really do. You say, preacher, oh, it takes so much, and hey, these people, my friend, that's got it down to a jot and a tittle, so to speak, of how much it costs, my friend, to raise a kid these days. And they look at each other and they say, we are not going to try. Yeah. Brethren, you'll never, ever know the good notes of being a good mother. Amen. In struggling along the way. Very few struggle today. You hear me? God's blessed us. Has He not? God's blessed us. My friend, you might wonder, I've done it. I have. I've always had pretty good cars, automobiles. I've drove pretty new ones. I traded about every 2 years. My friend, I did. I've traded cars and I didn't have money to put the gas in it. Thank God, but you know you're going to leave with a full tank. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I wouldn't tell nobody that. Well, it's the truth. My friend, I absolutely have. My friend, and God has helped me. My friend, in my journey. Yes, He has. Yes, He has. My wife's a good mother. My wife's a good grandmother. I come here the first time as us and three children. Do you know that? Now there's us and three children, seven grandchildren, and four great-great-grandchildren. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't tell me God ain't blessed us. Kathy said the other day, I'm going to tell on her. Said the other day, she said, I'm letting the girls take care of Mother's Day. Okay. She cooked all day yesterday. I'm going to let the girls take care of Mother's Day. Do you hear that? I believe that about that far. Yes, sirree. Don't tell me that a good mother, brethren, they will prepare. Yes, they will. They can't help themselves. They're a mother. Amen. Yes, sir. There's something about a mother, thank God, and their children that the father don't have. Like me or dislike me. The truth of it is, brethren, these women, Rebecca had no children. She had been blessed of her own people, that she might be the mother of thousands of millions. And here she was, didn't even have a child. Not the first one. The Bible says that Isaac entreated the Lord for Rebekah, his wife. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Brother, don't tell me that God can't work when nothing else does, my friend. He still does. He entreated the Lord for Rebekah's sake, and she bare twins. Huh? She had a rough time. Bible says so. Them two boys, my friend, was rough inside of her womb. Yes, sir. That's, preacher, don't talk like that. That's just what the book says. Yeah. Brethren, they was rough. She cried out to God, and God said, you've got two nations in you. Yeah. Yes, sir. He said, and I'll tell you that the elder shall serve the younger. Yes, sir. Bible said that Esau came out first, but brethren, Jacob held on to his heel. Did he not? He come out, thank God. You listen, my friend. And Esau was a man of the field. Yes, sir. Bible says so. And the Bible says also that Isaac loved Esau because of his venison. Yes, sir. He loved what Esau brought to the table. You hear me? Brethren, Rebekah loved Jacob. Yes, sir. She loved Jacob. And Jacob sod pottage. Glory, hallelujah. Isn't it something, my friend? The Bible says as he grew old, my friend, y'all know the history of Esau and Jacob. I ain't got time to get into all of it. Brethren, but I'll get into some of it. Esau come home one day, had no venison, had nothing to eat. Talked to his brother, Jacob. He said, Jacob, he said, give me some of your pottage. Yeah. Huh? Lest I die. My friend, he didn't have a thing that he could put on the table. Bible says that Jacob told him, he said, give me your inheritance. Give me your inheritance, and I'll give you some pottage. No, Esau said, well, what good is it to me? I'm about to die. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all know the scripture. I'm going to tell you something. Isaac didn't know what had took place, but Rebekah did. Yes, she did. She remembered the day, my friend, that come to pass. And it come to pass, it didn't set well with Esau. No, sir. The blessing, the common blessing, my friend, from the father down to the children, the common blessing was the eldest. But brethren, God told Rebekah, you got two nations in your womb. And he said, that elder's going to serve the younger. Yes, sir. If you'll have it, man of the field, my friend, he is subject to the inner man, the younger man. Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. It works that way today, folks. Bible teaches us as time went on, my friend, Isaac had grown old and his vision was dim. And the Bible says that he told Esau, he was on his deathbed, what he was. He told Esau, he said, you go get some venison. He said that I might bless thee. Yes, sir. And while, listen to me, while he was gone, Rebekah gathered up Jacob and they said, here, I've got the venison. Huh? Said, you take it in to your father because the blessing is yours. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend. And she told Jacob, Rebekah being part, my friend, are typical of that of the church. My friend, she said, let the reproach be upon me. Yes, sir. She understood what was going on. God had already told her that the elder was going to serve the younger. And she knew how much that blessing meant to have, my friend. And it come to pass like that. Did it not? She went in. They put her on his hands and on his neck. My friend, because Esau was a hairy man. Yeah. Bible says so. Yeah. And brethren, he went in with the venison. Y'all know the scripture. But he done as the mother bid him to do. Amen. Yes, sir. He operated, brethren, by that of what his mother had to say. Listen. Did Rebekah become the mother of thousands of millions? I ain't got there yet, but she sure did. She sure did. She started with these two. Yes, sir. It went from there. Yes, sir. Listen to me. Listen. Thank God these mothers that have been through difficult times in their life. Difficult. Jacob went in. Isaac said, well, it's the hands of Esau, but it's the voice of Jacob. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Did they really trick him? Yeah. Huh? I don't think so. I don't think so. Nonetheless, my friend, he blessed him. He blessed him. And he began to tell him, he said, don't you take a wife of the Canaanites of which land we're in, but you go down to your mother's father's land and get you a wife. Read it. It's in there. Bible says that Jacob, my friend, done exactly what Isaac told him. He went down to his mother's father's land. Y'all know the journey. I ain't got time to get into all it. Y'all know what went on there. He loved Rachel. Wound up with Leah to begin with. Then he got Rachel, my friend. And then he began his family. And he started the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. Did he not? Joseph, my friend, was taken from that of Jacob. By his own brothers. They didn't care much for him. Truth of it is, he didn't care much for their ways. And they knowed it. And brethren, they took that old dreamer and said, we're going to get rid of you, boy. We're going to get rid of you. They was going to kill him, but old Reuben spoke up. He said, we do not well. He said, there's a pit over here. Let's put him in it. They put him in the pit, and here come a caravan, my friend, and they sold him, went right down, he wound up in Egypt. Y'all know the scriptures. All the way down, my friend, took the coat back to his father, mine, he said, we don't know what happened to him. It looks like a beast has destroyed him or devoured him or killed him. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And Jacob had lived his years believing such as that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brethren, you'll find the scripture to say that one day when Jacob, my friend, had grown old, that Joseph brought his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. And Manasseh was the one that's supposed to get the blessing. Hear me? Ephraim was the youngest according to their customs. Bible says that Joseph brought Ephraim and Manasseh unto that of Jacob to be blessed. And the scripture says that he put Manasseh on his right and Ephraim on his left. And brethren, old Jacob just crossed his hands when he blessed them. Yes, sir. And he blessed Ephraim. You'll read about Ephraim all the way through the Bible. Yes, you will. He said, I would have healed my friend Israel, but he said, I've discovered the sins of Ephraim. Glory! Think about it. Think about it. They become nations among themselves. And Jacob gave these words. He said, I didn't think I'd ever see Joseph again. He said, and now I've been able to see his seed. Huh? God had blessed him. Bible said, leaning upon his staff, he blessed both sons of Joseph. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Rebecca. Listen. You say, preacher, I don't know about all that. Y'all ever heard of a mother by the name of Jochebed? Jochebed, Jochebed, J-O-C-H-E-B-E-D. Jochebed, I guess, is what her name was. It don't give her name. My friend, when she bore a son, they was down in Egypt. You know that's where Joseph was, down in Egypt. Here come, y'all know the scripture, I ain't got time. Get into all that. My friend, anyway, Jacob and everything he had, 70 souls. 70 souls, my friend, wound up in Egypt. And Joseph was over everything in Egypt except Pharaoh. Amen. Was he not? Yeah. Isn't it amazing how God works? Yeah. Isn't it? Brethren, the Bible teaches us that in the midst of this time, Pharaoh died. And another Pharaoh rose up in his stead. And he gave out a decree. And he told all the midwives. He says, when you see the mother bringing forth a son, said you to kill him. Said, if it's a daughter, let him live. Yes, sir. The Bible says that the midwives did not the saying of Pharaoh. But instead, they entreated and held to the Lord. Yes, sir. And even told that of the captains of the host or whoever it was that come to check on, said, you ain't doing your job. And they said, these Hebrew women are strong and they're healthy. And they're, before we get there, they done brought forth. Huh? Yes, sir. What they told. In the midst of all this, there's a woman. That's all it says. You don't give her name. Said there was a woman, my friend, that had a son, which was a proper son, and brethren, she kept him and hid him. Her name is Jochebed. The son's name, my friend, that she bore was Moses. Moses. Now think about it, mothers. How would you like to be in hiding, my friend, when you just gave birth to your son? Huh? Afraid that they is going to come and take him and kill him. You wouldn't want to be under that stress, would you? You wouldn't want to live under that stress. You hear me? Jochebed. The Bible says that she kept that child until she could hide him no longer. And brethren, when she could hide him no longer, she went a little further and built him an ark of bulrush. Yes, sir. You don't think God knows how to work? Huh? She didn't think she put her little Moses in that ark and put him in the river. Brethren, she didn't think she'd ever see him again. You think about that. You think about, could you do that? But listen, brethren, that little son didn't go too far down the stream. Brother got hung up in some bushes over there. And here come Pharaoh's daughter down to wash. Yes, sir. And he began to cry. He began to cry. The Bible says that they went over and got this young child, they got him, and his sister was there in the midst, and she come to Pharaoh's daughter and she said, let me go get a nurse of the Hebrew to nurse him. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yes, sir. Think about it. Had to be Miriam. Yeah. Huh? He had Aaron. Aaron was older than him. And evidently Miriam was too. Yes, sir. She went, the Bible says, she went home. She got her mother to come down there and nurse her own child. That ain't all. She got paid for it. Huh? So she give up, my friend, no doubt the love of her life at that time. And God give him back to her. Don't tell me God don't work things out. You say, preacher, oh, I've been through stuff and he ain't never blessed me again. Yes, he will. Yes, he has. Huh? You're still living, ain't you? You're still breathing, ain't you? You're still alive, ain't you? You know, most of the time, we're just not thankful for the things of which we have. Yes, sir. Difficult. Difficult. This motherhood that I'm talking about, these, my friend, it was difficult times for them. There's a woman by the name of Hannah. Everybody knows about Hannah. I don't know this morning. I really don't. I don't know why I'm preaching on this that I'm preaching on. But I still feel like, my friend, it's what the Lord give me. Hannah, my friend, had a difficult time prior to her conceiving. Prior. She had Peninnah that never would let her forget. Huh? Never would let her forget, I'm a mother. I'm a mother. She had children and several children. She had. The Bible says when it come time to give out portions that Elkanah, her husband, he give unto Peninnah and her children a portion. But unto Hannah, he give a worthy portion. For he loved Hannah. Yeah. And he told Hannah how much he loved her. And he said, am I not better to you than 10 sons? But brethren, that did not help the problem. You hear me? That didn't help the problem. Mothers, you got children, my friend, you ought to thank God for it. Amen. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, it's just common things. Brethren, there's some things that's just common. There's some things, my friend, that you need help with. Yeah, yeah. You know that? Yes, sir. that you just need help with. Hannah, the Bible says, it was not the Sabbath day. It was not a new moon, full moon. It wasn't any occasion to go to the temple. But she told the servant, said, you get the asses ready. I'm going to the temple. I'm going. I'm a-going. Elkanah said, why? What are you going down to the temple for? But brethren, Hannah had a problem. Yes, sir. Hannah had a problem. Her problem was that she had no children. And she had an adversary that continually let her know she had no children. Listen. Listen. What did Hannah do? She went to the temple. What did Hannah do? She prayed unto God. Yes, sir. Oh, Eli heard her. He didn't understand what was going on. He's a priest, by the way. But he did not know what she was doing. He didn't understand the sorrow that she was praying and the agony that she is praying unto God for. Listen. Listen. Hannah wanted to be a mother. Hannah wanted to be a mother. She cried to God. And God told her, this time of the year thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son. Huh? Eli said, you've prayed too much, you're drunk or something. He didn't understand. She said, I'm praying out of a sorrowful heart. But she said something in her prayer, brethren, that it would took a mother, my friend, I mean a mother, to pray this prayer. She said, Lord, you give me a male child. And said, when he's old enough, said, I'll give him back to you. Huh? Yes, sir. She meant literally give him back. And she did. And his name is Samuel. Samuel. Mothers, you say, preacher, you making me feel bad. No. There's a lady by the name of Naomi that the Bible said that she is married to her husband and she had two sons. And they became a famine in the land. And in the midst of this famine, they left that of their home place and they went down to Moab. Listen, Naomi. I'm going to say that Naomi was a pretty good mother. And I'm going to say that Naomi was a woman that feared God. But she wound up in Moab. And she went down in Moab. She went down there because she heard there's corn. In other words, there's substance down there. And she could take care of her family. You know what happened to Naomi? Her husband died. And both her sons. While she is down in Moab. Yes, sir. And I do believe she is a good woman. The Bible says that Naomi heard that there was corn back in home. So she was going home. And she had two daughters-in-laws. And one of them was the name of Ruth. And both of them said, we're going to go with you. She said, what are you going to do? Said, you're going to wait around till I have another son? And said, you'd be too old. Fact. You just need to stay here with your families. And Orpah, went back. But the Bible says that Ruth held on to Naomi. And she told Naomi, she said, your people's going to be my people. Your God's going to be my God. Where they bury you, they're going to bury me. Yes, sir, I ain't leaving you. Huh? She saw something in that of Naomi. So Naomi struggled, no doubt. The Bible says when she come back home, that they cried out, is not this Naomi? And she said, call me not Naomi, but call me Mara. For the Lord hath dealt bitterly with me. Can I tell you something? Brethren, God give all of Naomi's inheritance back to her before she died. Yes, sir. And Ruth became the wife of Boaz. Is that not right? Yes, sir. Here we go. You know where David come from? Huh? Of the lineage of Ruth. Yes, sir. She begot, was it Jesse? Obed or Jesse? Obed, and then Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. Yes, sir. God blessed them. Give Naomi back her inheritance. Everything she had lost. Does that sound familiar? You say, preacher, she went through a lot of suffering, my friend. I believe there's mothers that's living today that's going through struggles, going through trials, going through things that you just don't understand. All I can tell you, my friend, is just keep your eyes on Jesus. Thank God he will come to your rescue. I believe that. I believe that. If nothing else, my friend, I believe he can give you a satisfied soul. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm about to bring my remarks to a close. There's not a whole lot. There's hundreds, hundreds of women in the Bible that struggled on their journey. But I'm going to tell you, they was a woman, my friend, that didn't leave good harmony. Didn't leave, my friend, a good message. In such a manner, my friend, that God said, let there not be a grave. Let there not be a memorial. The Bible says that Ahab, his son reigned in his stead. His name was Ahasuerus, I believe. That was his name. And it says that he done all things like his father and his mother before him. He done wickedly. And her name was Jezebel. Yes, sir. And would not enough, they was not enough to bury her. For this reason, he said, that they might not be a marker. That says, here lies Jezebel. Huh? She might not have no remembrance. You hear me? Of all the wickedness that Ahab and Jezebel had done. And I want you to know, brethren, that stretched out through Ahab's whole life. Even after Ahab had died, the Bible says in this time that after Jehu had become king over Judah, my friend, that Jehu had went down just like Elijah had told Ahab. And he visited the sons of Ahab. The scripture says they were 70. 70 sons. And the Bible says that Jehu slew every one of them. Why, preacher? Because of the wickedness of his father. Yeah. Yep. Yes, sir. Ahab. It was pronounced against him. It does not say a whole lot about Jezebel and her motherhood. Do you know that? Rightfully so, she was a wicked woman. Preacher, you're not told us that. It's the truth. It's the truth. I'm going to say this. You can take it for what it's worth. My friend, there's some wicked women in this world. Yes, they are. I don't care to talk about them, do you? I don't care to say much about them, do you? I don't exploit them. Do you? Brother, the world sometimes exploits it, my friend, like it's something natural. Listen, there was a woman by the name of Mary that had a son, couldn't find a place, my friend, to have a child, and they wound up in a stable. Yes, sir? Huh? And she was special. She was special. She is so special. The hand of God was on Mary. Bible says when she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, which was with child, when she spoke, that her child jumped in the womb. And his name was John. Is that not right? When John come on the scene, my friend, he is, eating locusts and wild honey? Girded in camel's hair? Huh? Probably wasn't much to look at. But he come preaching something. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yeah. Mary had a child. You might think, well, preacher, I wonder if he ever really had a childhood. Yes, he did. Scripture don't get into about 25 years of his life. They just don't have nothing to say. He just grew. Bible says he grew. Yeah. But when he was 12 years old, he was sitting in the midst of the palace down there discussing things with the lawyers and the doctors. 12-year-old. They'd done gone. Married gone. You might think, well, preacher, it's strange. Not in that day. When they left there, they was hundreds of them. And his parents thought that he was in the midst of the hundreds. 3 days. You say, preacher, I would. My child got missing 3 days. Yeah, but you ain't living in that time. 3 days. And they went back, and he had these words to say unto his mother. He said, must I not be up about my father's business? Yeah. Mary didn't understand a lot of the things. She was just like Peter and all the rest of them that followed him when he began to get his disciples together. They didn't understand the things that was carrying on. They didn't understand what was really happening. Mary, his mother, stood at his crucifixion. Yes, sir. And some of the disciples cried out to Jesus on the cross and said, thy mother. He said, who is my mother? Huh? Who is my mother? He was not disrespecting his mother. He was showing, my friend, that he was the Messiah, the one which is far to come. Listen, I got news for you. Brethren, there's been mothers all the way down through the ages that's had difficult things to overcome. Some while there's motherhood, some prior to being in motherhood. I got news for you. Don't give up on Jesus. Don't give up on the Lord. Can I say this, mothers, to you? If Hannah prayed for a child, why can't you? I believe it. Preacher, you believe he still works that way? I believe he's the same God. I really do. Now, I know this morning. I do. I know in all things being said and done, this is a little bit of a strange message. I can't help it. It's what I had. It's what I got. The Bible, you wouldn't sit here long enough for me to go through all the mothers, all the other mothers. There's a widow over there that picking up sticks, fixing to die. Was she not? Long come Elijah, said, just bring me a little cruise. And while you're at it, bring me a little cake. She said, not so. Not so. It ain't in the meal barrel. We ain't got enough. He said, you bring it. She brought it. And what happened? The meal barrel wasted not. Bible says throughout the whole famine. There's another widow over there, my friend, that her husband had died and she had debts she could not pay. Preacher, they have that back in them days? They sure did. They was fixing to come and get her sons. The debt. For the debt. She is praying to God, and the man of God come by, and you know what he said? He said, what you got in the vessel? Little oil. He said, go gather the vessels. Huh? Go gather the vessels. You hear me? She didn't have no 55-gallon barrel, folks. She didn't have a gallon or two. She had a vessel that had a little oil in it. And they gathered all the vessels they knowed of. And they filled each one up and run not out. Hear me. Hear me. God knows you. You don't have, it don't even give some of these women's name. You know, we get a little ticky sometimes when we don't get her name mentioned. Huh? And then the scriptures sometimes, they don't even give a name. Just tells you. The Syrophoenician widow or the Syrophoenician woman. Huh? In Elisha's day, was it not? Her son had died. She had built him a little chamber. He sent his servant down there and said, you tell her she's going to have a son. She had no son. She didn't ask for a son. She didn't. He said, you go tell her she's going to have a son. She had a son. Brother, and that son grew up, and one day out in the field, he cried out, my head, my head. Where'd they send him? They sent him to his mother.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Sent him to his mother. Brother, he laid in his mother's lap and died. Yes, sir. Died. She took him in there in the chamber that they had built for the man of God. And she said, I'm going to see the man of God. He sent his servant out there. He said, asked her, is it well with her? Is it well with her husband? Is it well with her son? And she said, all is well. And the servant said, you go back. And she said, I'm not leaving without the man of God. He come back, stretched himself out over that young man. After a while, that man sneezed seven times and life brought back in him. Did he not? Listen, he done it for the widow. Why won't he do it for you? He will. He will. He's not limited. He's not limited, folks, to biblical times. He's real today. And I believe he's bless some good mothers, don't you? I had a good mother. I did. Some of you sitting here this morning have been raised right. But somewhere along the way, you got just a little off course. Can I tell you something? I believe not only your mother, but I believe the mother church like say you come and get things fixed up. You might not see it as being the mother, but the church is the mother. Amen. You know what she is? She's the mother of all living spiritually. Yes, she is. Mother of all living. There's not a mother that you'll ever, ever, my friend, overcome that of the church. She's the mother of all. Come get a verse of a song. Strange message. You don't have to tell me. Strange message. Maybe a strange thought. But sometimes we forget the struggles of being a mother. There's a lot of things in this world. There's a lot of women in this world that have children. Sad to say, they don't know anything about motherhood. Preacher, you ought not talk like that. It's a fact. It's just a fact. But I like to think this morning and appreciate the mothers that are mothers and true mothers of the land. The fact of it is, when you got a good mother, you know you don't look for another. Huh? Not another and take their place. I had some good aunts. We had a big family. We was all pretty close. I spent a good bit of time at my aunts and my uncles, and I had 11 of them. And they had children. It's the reason I went. I didn't go because it was my aunt and my uncle, but I went because I had a cousin over there that I really enjoyed like playing with. Huh? And now I had cousins I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for them. I didn't like being around them. Preacher, you ought not say that. It's just a fact. Just a fact. But there is none of my aunts that could ever take the place of my mother. She is a good mother. I believe it'd be good for us, and I know we're going to recognize mothers here in just a minute, but I want you mothers to think about something. Just think about how much that the Lord has blessed you on your journey and how He's helped you overcome some great obstacles. I guarantee you, you've had them. I guarantee you. Let's stand.